This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you so much for joining us. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here for the next 2 hours. It's already Sunday, the 26th day of February, 2017. We're almost 2 months through the new year and, what, 40-something days into what you'd call the attempt of nationalism and individualism to reassert itself over the globalist, which is just nothing but a corporate form of colonialism and world government over the nation state, the family, and the individual. And an attempt to create a global consolidation over humanity. Trump continues to amaze. In fact, I've got to set aside a day just to go over all of our research and try to chronicle everything Trump's done legislatively, politically, culturally, spiritually. Because all the time I just remember something else amazing he did. And listen, I'm not just here cheerleading Trump. It's a fact. You really can't avoid this. He came out in the last few days and said, I'm not going to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. You've turned it into a demonization of the presidency and a bullying fest, and I'm the only reason there's ratings. MSM only has ratings when I'm on your channel, so guess what? I'm not going. He was actually nicer than that, but guaranteed that's the obvious reason. I mean, I kept saying weeks ago when MSM was like, we're going to boycott or we're going to attack Trump at this. I said, don't go. And I said, what is CNN and MSNBC doing in the front row of the White House press corps? I mean, you know, let them in, but just don't always just go to them like we're going to kiss their butt and they'll finally be nice. I say have a lottery where you'd literally put your name in as press, it scrambles it, and then they hand out 100 of them or something. Seriously. But now, this week, they had a press conference without CNN, the New York Times, and others being there. Isn't that beautiful? Because, hey, a lot of the times, regular newspapers, radio stations, TV networks, stuff bigger than you, sometimes there's not room. Sometimes, you know, they set up the list every few weeks. Sometimes major Christian channels with more viewers than CNN can't get in. Why can't they be there? Why is CNN God with its average show maybe 100,000 viewers? I mean, I can fart in the wind and it's got more people watching it and smelling it. I don't mean to be gross, but it's a funny joke, than CNN has. I mean, it's literally a joke. And Trump, everywhere he goes, has gotten the best ratings in U.S. television history. He's got the best Q scores out there, probably anybody on TV. People watch him more. They've done Q scores means watchability in these focus groups they do. Trump's got more Q scores than a beauty pageant. Of course, he hosted those as well, figuring that out. So when he brags about his ratings, nobody's got ratings better than Trump. Mainstream media has gone straight down in the last decade, as everybody knows. They have a lower approval rating than even Congress at 7%. Congress has a 9%. Why is Trump, the superstar, going to go have a correspondence dinner set up by Ever Bernays 80-something years ago to make the media into superstars? He said, turn the media into burgeoning Hollywood. Mix it all together. Make corporate media superstars. And Trump's going to not make you superstars anymore. The public's already left you in droves, but your last little peacock events to go there when there's a president or somebody else that's somewhat popular, like Trump, super popular with the people, despite your fake polls, and he's there, and then he makes you look good, and then you bitch about it. Good. You go to the correspondents' dinner. And I don't think Spicer should be there. None of the White House. In fact, let's tweet Trump. Everyone should be barred from going. You know, the president's not authoritarian, so I guess if people in the White House get an invite, they want to go, you go peacock around. But who wants to hang around with Benedict Arnold and Joseph Goebbels and Judas Iscariot? I mean, You better have some big money to pay me to go to that thing and hang around with a bunch of mummies with no ratings and a bunch of narcissist sellout scumbags. No, this is big. You can put a fork in them. They're done.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Fork in the corporate dinosaur media, you can really see that Trump is the tombstone of mainstream dinosaur fake stream media. And with his latest announcements that he's not attending the White House press corps event, that he won't attend the correspondents' dinner, announcing that he just won't always out of hand let CNN and the New York Times into press briefing. Sometimes if there's other groups that haven't been allowed in that are trying to get in, he's going to let them in. You're not God. There are 14-year-old YouTubers that have more viewers every day than all of CNN combined. We certainly have more viewers and listeners here every week on average than CNN does. They are a complete hoax. And so Trump says, you want to have CNN? You want to have the Washington Post, Newsweek, Time Magazine, all calling for civil insurrection, overthrow, murder of the president? You want to boycott and financially block anybody on YouTube or Google or Facebook trying to promote the president's ideas of bringing our jobs back? Well, the president's going to start blocking you, bullies. We're only calling for his death. We're only calling him a Nazi. We're only lying about him when he says fake news is the enemy of the American people. They come out and say, did you hear? President Trump says all media and questioning him is the enemy. That's how a dictator talks. And Trump gives a speech and goes, I didn't do that. I said fake news is the enemy, and that's my free speech. You're calling for me to be killed. But I'm supposed to not even say anything about you. So this is simply amazing. Meanwhile, on Friday and Saturday, it was in the New York Times, it was in Rolling Stone, it was in everywhere. Black magic rituals with Hollywood people and music folks calling for the death of Trump and doing a voodoo spell, stabbing dolls and other effigies of Trump, hoping to kill him last night. How Donald Trump is making witches and Christians fight again. Funny, that's their headline. Actually, Rolling Stone yesterday had the headline different. It's actually over there in my other studio, other office. Josh has got it. I think they changed the headline. It was do a spell against Trump. And they said they're calling on the dark forces of Satan to kill him. Witches around the world plot mass spell against Trump. So I've always told you that at the bottom of the left is occultism. And a lot of, from our research, sex abuse. And they continue to get caught doing it. And clear evidence of it is in the WikiLeaks. And you look at Wiener on the child porn charges. We told you that was coming 3 months ago. Now it's in the news. We told you there'd be pedophile roundups around the country. Those are now happening by the thousands. So there's this whole underbelly. But then when we say Hillary was a witch, she was admittedly a witch, Hillary was into black magic, you know, they're saying we call on dark powers to go after Trump. Whether you believe that or not, they're doing this in kind of their own ghost dance. So where are the apologies to me again telling you that we're dealing with people that are doing the spirit cooking and all the rest of the stuff that Podesta goes to, where they've got listed on the menu blood, semen, effigies of children being sacrificed, people's in vats of blood. Children are brought to these events. There's photos that they put out themselves of little kids at night at these meetings while they're doing, quote, simulated Satan rituals they call art. In fact, again, it's over in my stack, and it's actually some of the articles where it talks about, you know, like, they're calling on the forces of darkness, of hell, to kill Trump. They want to turn him into ashes. You can pull that up for yourself. So that's what's going on here. And then Trump, with the mainstream media calling for his death, his assassination, Newsweek calling for a time to riot, the Soros funding group saying, bang, bang, you know, cops dead, oink, oink, bang, bang, you're dead, time to kill cops. All this craziness going on. People being beat up to try to go to Trump events in private, you know, facilities or in college facilities, that's all okay. Calling for punching people that are Trump supporters. Violence is okay because we're the anointed bullies that tell you what words to use and what you can do and what you can say. And then Trump says, fine, I'm not going to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. I'm boycotting you. You're boycotting me? Fine. And they freak out. Then they freak out and say, oh, we're the mainstream media. We control reality. We don't have the ratings. People don't trust us. We have a 7% approval rating. It doesn't matter. You must bow down to us. You must give in to us. You must submit to us because we're almighty. And Trump, again, is only delivering on what he said he would do, saying no to all of this. But, again, we really should pray for President Trump because, as I've told you, it's occultism. The whole globalist system, their whole program is about being anti-God, anti-Christian, anti-family. Everything they do is exclusionary to the normal life force of men and women together, creating children and having a world together. It is a systematic system of failure and death that they're pushing. So let's get into some of these articles. Trump says he will not attend White House Correspondents' Dinner. He tweeted, I will not be attending the White House Correspondents' Association Dinner this year. Please wish everyone a great evening. Please wish everyone well and a great evening. Isn't that just cute? So that's what this is all about. They want to boycott him. They want to call for his death. Then he calls them fake news when they lie about him. And they only intensify what they're doing. They won't have any ratings unless Trump goes. Trump's the reason. They admit that CNN's gone from almost no viewers to a little bit. And every other major outlet admits that Trump gives them huge, huge ratings. So if he doesn't go, and if he doesn't give them the exclusive at the event, and if he doesn't go on their channels, it's game over. They need him, not the other way around. We don't need the globalists. We don't need these people lecturing us down their noses all day. White House blocks CNN, New York Times from press briefings hours after Trump slams media. Washington Post. They go on to say, oh, we're not going to go to the White House now in solidarity with the other media that's been banned. No, they just said, you don't get into the press briefing this time. We're going to let some other folks in that there's never room for who were accredited. Oh, we just don't get everything automatically when Jeff Bezos owns the Washington Post and got $600 million last year and $600 million budgeted this year by Obama from the CIA to fund the Washington Post. There should be congressional hearings. Obama passed a law 3 years ago that the CIA could fund domestic media. Well, I don't care if Obama said it was legal to do that. It shouldn't be. Just like Obama said he would just let illegals come across with diseases and not even test them or let felons in. Well, he's a criminal. He's gone. He's out of office now. So every other country has laws and has visas and has rules. We're going to have them. Oh, my gosh. Fake news media outlets, CNN, New York Times, BuzzFeed, not invited to White House presser. They call it being banned. No, they just didn't get into this one. Woodward, press shouldn't whine, not in media's interest, to have war with Trump. We should continue investigations. Yeah, to bring him down with made-up crap. House Democrats plan to troll Trump at big speech. Remember the one guy during an inauguration or during a State of the Union said, you lie? And the whole media said, how dare him, when Obama said that he wasn't opening the borders and Obamacare was free and a bunch of other crap. the congressman said, you lie? Well, now they're saying, oh, this is good. Politico, House Democrats plan to troll Trump at big speech. Lawmakers are inviting dreamers, Muslim Americans, and others to join address before Congress this Tuesday. We're going to carry it live here. I'll have commentary. We'll be covering it live. Father of SEALs slain in Yemen calls for investigation. So Trump promises to go after these bases that Obama had targeted but then blocked. A SEAL gets killed, and the dad comes out, so now Trump's bad fulfilling another promise to go after Al-Qaeda and ISIS. That's the way this all works. So we're going to be breaking more of this down after we come back from break, but it's time to boycott them. They want to boycott America. They want to try to bully us into submission. It's time to say to the globalists, we're done with Hollywood. We're done with the Oscars. We're done with all your stinking garbage. We're done with your public schools if they're federally and globalist run. We're breaking away from you. And guess what? We're the producers. We're the workers. We're the inventors. We're the strivers. And we're going to make America great again. So if you don't want us around you, that's great. You'll collapse, vampires.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea, find your eyes with...
That's right, we're not really saying from deep behind enemy lines anymore, because we're recapturing the country. But I do come to you from a model UN city, the number one in the world, their own admission, of putting people in 200-square-foot apartments, getting rid of cars, breaking up families, banning single family dwellings. Code Next is what they call it, or Agenda 2030. And it's just amazing. You know, my ancestors helped found this state and this county, and now I've got all the brainwashed poor Californians and other slaves that literally look at Texans like we shouldn't be here. I mean, it's amazing. It is absolutely amazing. Now, Trump's calling for the biggest rally ever of his supporters, just to put the idea out there. And they're saying, obviously, go to town halls, be politically engaged, pray for America. The fight has just begun. Because the Soros groups and others are really pushing to bully people at town hall meetings, city council meetings, state house meetings. And all over the country, we have these videos. They're up on InfoWars.com. They chant, "Hail Satan, Hail Lucifer." And again, they're doing all this witchcraft against the president, all this basically mental illness, according to their whole atheist views. But I found that atheists themselves, when you talk about a political philosophy at the top, are occultists that don't want the public aware of how the system actually operates. But regardless, you never see the atheists criticizing all the crazy Satanists and Luciferians running around. No. They're only criticizing Trump for invoking the birthright and God and Jesus Christ. Remember, CNN's Jake Tapper calls Trump inaugural speech one of the most radical, because he invoked the birthright and God and providence and destiny. And here it is, Rolling Stone, you know, with the witches and the occult and mass spell against Trump, hoping he dies. Good witch Lana Del Rey participates in casting a spell against Trump. Really, I didn't know if good witches did black magic. So, again, this is all going on, and they're freaking out. And, oh, Melania, she had the Lord's Prayer. This is horrible. Separation of church and state. If a president's Christian, that's their right. You don't have a state-run religion forcing you to practice one. But political correctness and breaking up our families and being globalist, that is the new religion. And how many times have I told you? Most of the anti-American folks, most of the pro-abortion people that are really hardcore into it will tell you, I'm not just into people having the right to abortion. I like it. I love it. All the big top feminists wear shirts saying, I had an abortion. I'm proud of it. We played the clips where they say, I went and got one. I got pregnant just to have one. It's so loving. It's about being sick. ISIS just put out videos of puppies with bombs tied to them and said, look, we blow up puppies. We want to be bad. It's like the communists attacking a cat sanctuary in Austin to run it out of the East Austin. It's about being nasty. It's about being evil. If you study history, you learn where all this comes from. And that's what they hate about it so much. So let's go ahead and go to some of these clips. This is Trump at CPAC a few days ago. Not afraid to mention God, then President Trump at the inauguration. And then First Lady recites the Lord's Prayer. This is what they hate. But when they do this, it's horrible, it's evil, it's bad, it's the worst thing in the world. But when, oh, you promote witchcraft and Satanism and Luciferianism everywhere, that's okay. And it's a bunch of spoiled brats declaring they hate prosperity and God's natural order. Well, if they want to go off and be losers and failures, I'm into freedom. So's God. Do what you want. As Aleister Crowley says, you know, you got right. You got free will. I love how Crowley acts like he invented the idea of you've got your own free will. You know, do as thou wilt. Yeah, do as thou wilt, but pay the consequences of your action. You know, drink a gallon of vodka a day and die of liver failure. Smoke six packs of, you know, cigarettes, you know, every few days. Die of lung cancer. Hey, we live in a free society. But don't make us adopt what you do that's destroying you. Believe me, I don't say that from some high horse. I just understand natural law. So let's go ahead. Trump not afraid to mention God.
We all salute with pride the same American flag, and we all are equal, totally equal.
Unification.
In the eyes of Almighty God, we're equal.
Unification. If you want to be unified. God, whatever. Oh, but let's devil worship all day. Let's sexualize children. That's their religion's ruining innocence. Satanists worldwide have always been ruining innocence.
And I want to thank, by the way, the evangelical community, the Christian community, communities of faith, rabbis and priests and pastors, ministers, because the support for me was a record, as you know, not only in terms of numbers of people, but percentages of those numbers that voted for Trump.
And it's a spirit.
So I want to thank you folks. That was amazing. An amazing outpouring. And I will not disappoint you. As long as we have faith in each other and trust in God, then there is no goal at all beyond our reach. There is no dream too large. No task too great. We are Americans, and the future belongs to us. The future belongs to all of you. And America is coming about, and it's coming back, and it's roaring, and you can hear it. It's going to be bigger and better. It is going to be. It is going to be. Remember. And it's roaring. It's going to be bigger and better and stronger than ever before.
Trump's got incredible will. He's speaking that into existence. But it isn't some magic. We have the base to do it. We have the birthright. We're it. If we take it back. He knows it.
I want to thank you and Matt and Mercedes. I want to thank the two of you and all of the supporters that I have. I see them. They're all over the place. You are really great people. I want to thank you. And I want to say to you, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. Thank you, folks. Thank you.
Now, again, Hillary never once got used, even took American flags down during their convention, but because they lost, she's now saying God bless, too. So when the devil thought he had you beat, he took his mask off. Now that he knows you're awake, he puts a little Jesus mask back on. The difference is, judge Trump by his fruits, small businesses exploding, stock market exploding. Everything happening. Yeah. Let's cue it back up and just play the part when Hillary says, God bless you. I'm going to come back and play Melania and other clips. And what's more important was his inaugural, where he called in the birthright, the destiny, and asked God back in. That was key. Because if you reject God, God didn't like the devil or the spirit of oppression. Whether you call it energy, wavelengths, whatever. I don't want to get new agey with people. This is real, though. In every culture, they know you call on dark, evil forces, it comes, but it's destructive, and it's bad for you as well. You call on God, and you mean it with a good heart, God will deliver. Let's go out with Hillary. Here she is.
Three steps of the way. God bless you, and God bless America.
Never heard that from her in decades. You hear it now because she must now be the counterfeit Christ. We'll be back. I I want to encourage all of you to remember how high the stakes really are right now in the battle for freedom. And the information war is paramount. That's why it's more important than ever that you spread the word about InfoWars.com and send out the links so people can watch the free feeds and get the free podcast and download the free iPhone and Android apps at InfoWars.com/show. It is critical that we be able to email you when we're being cyber attacked or shut down. Sign up to get our email alerts at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And finally, we have launched our new free app at InfoWars.com/app. You can download it on iPhone, Android. Once you've downloaded the free app at InfoWars.com/app, you can then, if you choose, pay $4.95 a month to get InfoWars Prime. We produce documentaries, special reports, live events, and so much more on a daily and weekly basis just for Prime members. We also have daily specials, sometimes as much as 50% off for members of InfoWars Prime. InfoWars has come a long way, and InfoWars Prime is just one more weapon in the fight for liberty.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
KLN, Los Angeles. Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's never wrong, and my gut told me Donald Trump's for real. Not perfect, but he's not out to get us. He understands Americana, he understands the globalists. He really is the David versus Goliath. You see him as a billionaire. He's up against globalists in trillions. But I couldn't believe my gut was right for the first year I was supporting him, but I just had to go with my gut. When I was younger, I wouldn't go with my gut, and as I get older, it's just gut, 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 gut. I still intellectually analyze everything, but I guess wisdom is learning to go with your gut. And I was during the break watching clips of a CPAC speech that we aired during the breaks for TV viewers. And I was just like back there with Darren McGreen and Josh Owens that are so driven without me even asking. They're up here working 7 days a week, even though they both got, you know, wives and girlfriends. And it's just because as a real man, normal men would be watching a football game, which is simulated war on Sunday night, because men are supposed to be in business and life and involved in councils of the village, you know, because there's always some other village that wants to raid you. And men are supposed to be tracking things and learning, and should we move out of this area or should we build a fortress? That's what men do. If men don't do that, they're not even seen as manly. But you, real men, don't have to be told to do it. That's what this is. I'm up here saying I'm some real man. I'm just telling you, I'm not one of these zombies that's going to roll over to a bunch of tyranny. And I see Trump, and I just said, you know, they're going to make fun of this, and I don't care. It's the truth. All I can say is the truth. I love Donald Trump. I love him. I love him. I realize that watching him back there, I just love him. I mean, all I do is study how the economy really works and interview top economists, as you know, Nobel Prize winners in economics. We've interviewed like five of them. All I do is study stuff and the globalist own writings, and everything they were doing was admittedly to hurt Western industrialized nations, not to help third world, but to exploit us and exploit them. And they brag about it. That's their undoing, is they're so uncool, they've talked about it ad nauseum. How they're tax exempt, $100 trillion every decade they want in carbon taxes. And just to see Trump, who's not out to get us, is incredible. He's so confident that he wants you to succeed as well, and that's how I've always been my whole life. And there's not a lot of men in positions of power that are like that, because most men are almost humble because they're strong, and so they don't go out and become dominant because there's a governor. When you're like super aggressive and have all the attack genes and all the programming and all the genetic background to go out and do that, there's a governor and you don't do it. But see, little scumbags, they don't have that governor. They're out running around trying to dominate and control because that's their nature. And then we sit here like sleeping giants and let them run all over us. That has to come to a stop. It doesn't mean we won't make mistakes. We won't get in rages. We won't commit sins. But we don't want to. We want to be good. And, I mean, I'm telling you, I have studied Trump. And he is right on everything but the surveillance state and everything but torture. And he's backed off on torture because he knows they do it out of hand. It's been going on forever. He thinks, well, we're good. We'll only torture the bad guys. But he's been convinced by Mattis it's not good. He's backed off that. He understands more and more now that, no, the NSA is being used to spy on you, sir. So now he's got a few areas because he's not been very computer technical. He has like idiot, savant, regular people skills and knows how to read people and knows how to have incredible mega level charisma in person. And I just want people to realize that that's why every evil force out there hates Trump, because he's good. He is good. He's not one of these fake Christian Pharisees that tells you how good they are all day, or tells you shouldn't have, you know, stubbed your toe and said the, you know, GD or whatever. God judges the heart, okay? I admit I do a lot of bad things and I repent for it. I'm weak in the flesh. I constantly do stuff that's bad, but I'm trying not to is the difference. And I love God, and I want justice. I'm not a coward. And God hates cowards and people that hurt innocents and that abuse those that are weaker than them more than anybody if you read the scriptures. So all you fakes want to get close to God, stop being cowards. Be like Donald Trump. Be like Matt Drudge. Be like people that get attacked and demonized and make it through it and get stronger on the other side. Don't be like all these little commentators and scumbags that hedge their bets when we are literally approaching the Guder Dommerung if things go south. And that's the battle of the gods. That's the twilight of the age. Make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen, we are in a critical juncture, the most critical juncture our species has ever seen. And that witch raises her head on the day that she publicly supports witchcraft and Satanism and black magic. They were in the news saying, help Trump dies, voodoo dolls. Have you seen what happened to Haiti? What happened in New Orleans? Voodoo and devil worship. Isn't it funny they have devil worship in Africa, even before they ever heard from Christians? And China had devil worship, and the Aztecs had devil worship. Because it's real, folks. It's an archetype. Either way you cut it, it's a spirit. And any time a culture starts invoking Satan, every time it happens, there are mass wars, casualties, and death. And only corrupt, twisted, weak societies ever call on Satan. Any strong society always calls on the Great Spirit, as some Native Americans called it. And we're talking about the same thing, in my view. We're talking about God, that created the heavens and the earth and everything else, and the four seasons and men and women and this whole planet to test us out. So I want to play a few more clips here. We'll take calls in the second hour, play a lot of other important special reports. But you see the open enemy, Satanism, saying you don't hand out Christmas cards at school, but we can have a Satanism club or whatever. You understand? They're saying that to bully. You have a First Amendment right to have a Christmas tree or lights or and again, that's Germanic. And by the way, I don't want to say everybody that has Germanic roots who were never even touched by the message of Christ that you're satanic. There's the light and there's the dark, and then Christ is a greater fulfillment of that and pulling humanity out of sin now that we could be delivered in a more sure, direct, pure way. But just because, see, they lie and they say, oh, any other culture, any other religion, oh, you're going to hell if you don't follow this. That's another globalist system to make sure people are insulted by that and then basically never actually discover Christ. But if you go back to all the archetypes of, say, the Germans or other cultures, it's all the same archetypes, the same players, the evil one and the big good God that created it all, that gave you life and wants you to produce and be successful and fulfilled and transcend. And then the evil God that's not a God, that wants to be God, that wants to pull down humanity because it's God's creation. It's the same in every culture. Humans know this. And it is a psychological, spiritual virus that has been injected into our species to destroy us. So let's go out to break again with Hillary. Invoking God would never do this in her decades of politics. But wouldn't do it during her DNC. But doing it now because she's scared that Trump is bringing God back in and Jesus Christ back in and the birthright back in and unifying us in that love. That is, so now they're having to try to reorganize their people and saying God bless, because she knows a good portion of Democrats are actually Christians and are understanding what Trump's doing and will actually repent and join Trump and our movement to fight the satanic system. And so that's why Hillary's now invoking God bless America, because she knows she wants to destroy America. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family.
Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Trump has done it, and the leaders of the New World Order aren't happy. Widespread civil unrest is coming, and major cities will burn. Are you prepared? Infidel Body Armor is more than just armor, and it's more affordable than ever. Protect your family. Get the gear and training you need. The Ultimate Shooter Kit is on sale and ships free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I said if Trump delivered on 30-40% of what he said he would do and actually tried to get it through, he'd be greater than Ronald Reagan ever was. He's already greater than Ronald Reagan ever was. Ronald Reagan meant well. He was an anti-globalist early on. They shot him. They kind of controlled him. George Herbert Walker Bush came in and derailed America, and we know the rest of the next 30-plus years. But if you actually study what Trump's doing and how the economy is exploding while the big central banks try to block the economy growing, it's very, very frustrating, and it makes me very, very angry to see these masses of people protesting Trump and saying kill him when they're some of the most disenfranchised people under globalism. But it's this whole fake liberal pop culture thing where they've got everybody distracted on little football-side social issues that are never rectified, while economically you're being gang-raped. It's amazing. I want to play some of these clips, and then I want to get into Glenn Beck. And by the way, every time I talk about Glenn Beck, we can see on the computer feed where streams go down. Glenn Beck is so hated by my audience and libertarians and patriots and even liberals that no one will watch videos we post from the live show where I expose him. But it's important to understand what he represents, again, archetypally. So that's coming up, where he says nationalism is scary and not conservative. Now, America is all about nationalism, all about not having foreign entanglements, and all about America first. Any country is. Unless you're like a slave plantation or some colonial barony of some viceroy, like India was under the British for hundreds of years. I mean, imagine, we need to have jobs for Americans and do better trade deals. This is incredible. This is scary, CNN, Anderson Cooper. And it's the same message. It's like saying mother's milk is poison. And they sit there with these pseudo-intellectual glasses and little sweaters to look, you know, non-threatening. These are get-ups. This is all an act. And we know it's an act because I'm going to give you the big secret. Beck thought, you know, remind me to do it. I'm going to give it in a minute. Let me get back to God. God wants you to be prosperous and successful as long as it's not done on somebody else's back. And this country did have a great providence, and that's what Americana is, and that's being reinvoked and called back into the world right now. As I tweeted before his speech, I said he's going to call on the birthright and bring God back in. I knew, and I told people around me. I started crying as I was walking in. They're like, are you going crazy? Roger Stone's like, "What's okay, yeah, how do you know he's going to give that speech?" And I said, watch. Had the New York Times run up after and say, how'd you know that? Did you talk to him? And I said, no. I knew. Because my gut, my spirit already knows what Trump's going to do. And now it's crazy. I'll forget to say, hey, Trump, you ought to do this, which it isn't him getting it from me, but I'll forget. And then he still does it because it's what's common sense. Don't go to the correspondence dinner that's all about the president. They're going to attack you. You're not welcome at some party. Don't go. That's normal common sense. The mainstream media always hogs and has most of the spaces, and all this new media bigger than them can't come in. We'll rotate it. And sorry, you know, there wasn't room for you today. He'll get in next week. Then they go lie and say he kicked him out. He just does common sense. This isn't rocket science, people. If China's got huge tariffs against us, we have none against them. Until they renegotiate, do something. If illegals fly in without visas, or you catch somebody here, only in the first 2 weeks they're here illegally, or if they're a felon, is he kicking them out. And the media says, oh, everybody's scared. Women and children are running. And if you actually read what ICE is doing, it's not what they're doing. But it's just crazy. Mexico, again, I know people that have tried to stay in Cancun an extra week. And they call the hotel and say, Mr. Johnson or Mr. Sanchez or whatever it is, was supposed to fly out on Sunday. It's Friday. Let us call his room. And it's in the news. They call your room and say, what in the hell are you doing? Come down here right now. If you lose a piece of paper, it's happened to people I know. When you're leaving, they will call you in. Sometimes they'll arrest you and interrogate you because it's called a country. You have to do that. But here, just people fly in, just skip everything. And they were ordered to do this by Obama. I mean, this is crazy. And they lie about Trump again. They lie. But getting back to the Christian issue, you have Hillary now saying, God bless America, and Trump saying it. Because she knows they tried to get God completely out, but their own constituents want God. They're hungry, so they're scared. They're saying, this is really getting traction with Democrats. Trump's like at 65 and galloping, Rasmussen, folks. We know how the actuaries work. Internal polls have been done. They have big databases. You can even subscribe to Bloomberg and others that have access to these big databases. Why Bloomberg's made, you know, $40-something million the last 20 years. They all know the real numbers. They knew Trump was winning by 15, 20-point margins, like I told you. But they told you he was going to lose by 10 points. But see, he didn't. Even though they stole a bunch of states, his victory was so big they couldn't. That's why all the bots and all the computer algorithms, remember those headlines? Said, actually, all our algorithms show Trump's way ahead like 15, 20 points. Oh, well, don't listen to those. Our polls show he's 10 points behind or 20 points behind. CNN had him 40 points behind. Who believes that? But again, it's this perception of Trump's not popular, the economy's not doing well, except small businesses, the best since 1984. They're trying to suppress that. And then Glenn Beck comes out and says, there's something that scares me. You're talking about nationalism. That's not conservative. It's not conservative to have a country? It's not conservative to try to do good trade deals? What the hell are you talking about? But again, he's lost it with his viewers and listenership. He's gone. He's a joke. He's a facade. But I just mentioned him to show what scum of the earth is. But let's go back to Hillary. Here she is saying, God bless America.
God bless you and God bless America.
Man, I'm surprised you didn't have smoke coming out of her ears for that. Okay, now let's go ahead now and play this clip. President Donald Trump inauguration. We will be protected by God. Here it is.
There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God.
Yes. Shields up. Boom. They're always like, get rid of God. Don't believe in God. But behind the scenes, they're bringing those babies. And I mean, they're all about their will to dominate people because they're so weak. If they had a big will, they would want to will people to be successful. Now, let me get to Glenn Beck. I said this during the campaign. I knew this from our sources, but also knew it from announcements and laws. And Hillary saying, we're going to shut down the alt-right, Alex Jones. We're going to sue him. We're going to have a Justice Department lawsuit to shut him up on the WikiLeaks and on a bunch of other issues. I mean, I had this from high-level sources. But then Trump won, and so they're still going ahead with the censorship, the censorship on YouTube, Google, Facebook, Twitter, shutting everybody down, kicking them off, not letting them advertise, not letting them have advertisers. Millie did a video on her own channel, has millions of views, on the channel where she talked to one of our reporters, where she said, oh, look, we're being censored. Alex Jones has kicked off Google's ad roll that they control, and they blocked her channel and blocked that video and wouldn't let her monetize it. Saying this is political, it's not acceptable. Oh, but everything else political that's anti-America, anti-Trump, it is acceptable. She did a video on it, InfoWars Censored, Millie Weaver, on YouTube. So it's everywhere. They're trying to shut us down, they're trying to block us because they know we're winning, and he knew that was coming. Glenn Beck really believed they were going to win. He'd be the lone conservative left on air, basically, who would be a phony conservative and admit we're wrong and basically be loyal opposition. A Judas Iscariot. So now he's still stuck in that position on there doing the old plan. Just like all the other old plans they had, as if Hillary got in or just moving forward. TV shows where it's a woman president and an Alex Jones character is against them. All of it. That's why they're in such disarray, because they believe they were invincible. You're not, scumbags. Let's play the clip of Beck.
What is frightening to me is the lack of reaction from the crowd at CPAC. He dropped economic nationalism two or three times.
Oh, my gosh.
During that.
A country is nationalistic?
Nationalism a lot. I don't know what Steve Bannon's plan is after he would burn down the system.
Well, the globalists try to plunge the economy.
Repeatedly.
But Trump props it back up.
The system down to the ground. That's not good. No conservative would be for that. We are for conserving the Constitution of the United States of America. He has carried through on some of the promises that I didn't think he would.
Well, let's stop right there. So nationalism is frightening. Having fair trade deals is frightening. What are we going to do if they burn it down? They're threatening Brexit. The EU is to plunge England if they don't submit to an unelected group taking them over. Same thing in Italy. Same thing in Spain. Same thing in Brazil. They're telling us that we've just got to accept all this, too, and just be dictated to by some secret TPP. But that's okay, because it's bad Trump pulled out. That's what's dangerous, is our president pulled us out of a secret agreement that turns over our sovereignty. We'll be back with the second hour. Stay with us. Spread the word.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process
peroxide. Extendivite 7 Herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.